John McKay's first team coach Mark Hams after this afternoon's 4-2 win against Walton Casuals. Mark, what a response in the second half. What was said at half time?
Well, you don't want to know. You did not want to be in there. I didn't see it coming either, Simon, to be honest with you. I didn't see it coming. If you'd have been in there at half time, it was right to give them a bit of a blast. It was a bit more than that, to be honest with you. But if you could have seen how disappointed they were, I didn't think the response would be the way it was, and we made one change at half time, which I would say affected the game. But the most important thing is, that's twice now against that team. Excuse me. I said to them at half time that going to Walton Casuals and getting Huckle sent off after whatever it was, 35, 40 minutes, was probably equal to being 2-0 down. You might as well have been 2-0 down when we played them away and had him sent off. And could we show the same character? And I think the answer to that is yes.
How big an impact did Phil Williams have coming on as a second half substitute?
I just said in there to Dowson Martin, without actually setting the world on fire, don't get me wrong, he did a couple of nice mazy runs and a couple of tricks here and there. Without actually setting the world on fire, I think he might have just won us the game. It may have been a change in shape, but I think he's a danger. And if you're playing against people like Phil, he's got to be in your eyesight and be in your mind all the time, because he is just so lethal. So sometimes without actually being on the ball, he can affect the game just because he's got to be in the corner of someone's eye, because they can't take their eye off him.
And how crucial was the timing of Bobby Traynor's first goal, just 5 minutes into the second half?
Yeah, I mean, the earlier you get the goal, the better. But the other point I made at half-time, well, particularly before the game, but at half-time as well, is if you're going to believe you're going to win the game, you just believe you can win it at any stage. And if it is still 0-0 at 70, 80 minutes, or 2-0 down in today's case at 70 or 80 minutes, then you still got to believe that at some stage, by hook or by crook, you'll win the game. So, yeah, it was nice to get it early, but frantic first 10 minutes of the second half.
And does this group of players really have that belief that no matter what they come up against, they can come back and still claim 3 points in every game?
I believe it now. I think we went through a bit of a, as any team would, we went through a bit of a lapse or a blip, if people want to call it a blip, but I believe they can, yeah. I hope that doesn't happen too many times this season and we have to prove it, but to answer your question as quick as I can, yes, I do.
How disappointed were you with the defending first half?
Very. It was brought up quite heavily by the manager at half time, and there was a lot of players individually that were hammered at half time, and a couple of them come from the back four. We corrected that after the game and we praised them and made them realise they did improve second half, but you can't give. We'll always, by the nature of the way we play, we'll always get chances. By the nature of the game, the opposition will always get chances, and we just got to defend properly. And it can be something as simple, it can be something as silly as just a lapse in concentration, and you haven't won a game.
The results for us couldn't have gone any better yesterday. Did you have to emphasise that to the players, what an important chance it was today to capitalise on yesterday's results?
Well, two or three times this season there's been weekends where results have gone for us and we haven't capitalised on it. And privately we spoke about it as a management team. But Dowse made it clear in the pre-match talk that why shouldn't we mention it today, and why shouldn't we be cock-a-hoop about him and allow it to give us a buzz? Because you can't ignore it. You cannot ignore the fact that everybody from second down to eighth drew yesterday. So why should you not talk about it? Why shouldn't you keep it a secret? And it should have given us a buzz, and clearly in the first half it didn't.
With 5 points clear now, with games in hand, is the league ours to lose, do you think?
Ooh, that's a big one to throw at me at this stage. There's still 19 games to go, mate, and that isn't just sort of a... that's not going to go by too quickly. We've got a lot of work to do and a lot of knuckling down, and we've got to squeeze the cup games in as well, and we'll have some midweek away games which are going to prove to be difficult. We'll nick suspensions, we'll nick injuries, some that will go for us, some that will go against us. It's much too early. I mean, we're barely halfway, although we're sort of at the end of January now, we're barely halfway through the season, so it's far too early to be claiming things like that.
Big game next week away at Worthing. Will you go into that game looking to take 3 points, or would you be happy with a draw? Would you take a draw right now?
No, I want to go and win the game. We've been told enough times that our home record isn't so great. That's our first win today, I think, in 6 league home games. And I've also been reminded that Worthing's home form isn't so great. They're excellent away from home. They showed that when they came here and fully deserve to win the game. But it's been pointed out to me, as if I didn't recognise it myself, that their home form isn't so great as well. So that's not sitting here being disrespectful, because you never know what's around the corner, or you never know what's going to happen next weekend. But again, like the question you asked me about the results yesterday, you can't ignore it.
as I mentioned, we are top of the league, 5 points clear. We're scoring a lot more goals than we were this time last year, and we seem to have amassed, obviously, a lot more points than we did by this time last year as well.
Yeah, the goals for is excellent. I mean, you can't ignore that. That's very, very good. I think Cray might have scored more goals than us. Like to have conceded less, of course. We're perfectionists, but in terms of the points, that's the 50-point mark reached tonight, this afternoon, rather. And that was 30. It was last season. It was 30 games before we achieved the 50-point mark, and today we've done it after 22. So I'll let you do the maths. But to me, it's a big. I mean, to do it 8 games ahead of last season is a step in the right direction. But going back to your question you asked earlier, we haven't won a thing yet.